KQED.
Up until recently, climate change didn't appear to be a top priority for Governor Jerry Brown, so environmentalists could be forgiven for raising a few eyebrows at what looked like a campaign stop yesterday at the annual conference Sustainable Silicon Valley put on at NASA Ames Research Center in Mountain View. The California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow tells us it was a campaign stop for a particular provision in the governor's latest budget.
Governor Brown has been spending a lot of time lately talking about climate change and carbon buildup in the atmosphere.
Climate change is very real. We just passed 400 parts per million on May 8th. This is serious stuff.
That was at the unveiling of his revised budget. Yesterday, he joined scientists in a call for climate action. The centerpiece of that action? California's new cap and trade program. Its revenue is supposed to go toward programs aimed at reducing greenhouse gases and improving the air. Some is earmarked for poorer, heavily polluted communities. The permit auctions have already generated more than $250 million. But the Brown administration says the state needs more time to design and develop these efforts. So Brown proposes taking all of this year's revenue and lending it to the general fund, which pays for broader government spending. When Mary Rose Turek heard that, she was
shocked and upset.
Turek is state organizing director for the Asian Pacific Environmental Network.
AB 32 has been in the books for 7 years now. Of course, there are programs that are ready.
The group is one of several that has been meeting with the state to put together a plan on how to spend the cap and trade revenue. The Greenlining Institute, another environmental justice group, was also in those meetings. Legal counsel Ryan Young lists some of the suggestions discussed.
Low-income solar programs, increased access to transit, affordable transit-oriented development, and as well as community greening like urban forestry.
Those suggestions are all listed in the state's new cap-and-trade investment plan. But Air Resources Board spokesman Dave Clegern says the plan could be better.
You know, it's a pot of money, so there are a lot of people who want a piece of it. We want to make sure that that money goes where it will have the biggest impact.
By lending the cap-and-trade money to the general fund, the state would still be complying with requirements for how to spend it, since in theory the money would go toward those efforts once it's repaid. Jason Sisney of the Legislative Analyst's Office says the state lends money from one fund to another all the time. But usually, the government is borrowing from special funds that are running a surplus. The loan doesn't interfere with the fund's main goal.
This is unusual in that the cap-and-trade auction revenues are a new source. And essentially, the governor's plan, as I understand it, is to borrow essentially all of those monies for at least the next year.
The LAO warns that delaying the environmental spending might interfere with the goal of reducing greenhouse gases to 1990 levels by 2020. Dave Clegern of the Air Resources Board insists that won't be a problem.
The goal here is to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and we will do that.
But in California's plan, the cap and trade system only accounts for about 20% of those reductions. The ground has shifted since Brown announced his budget last week. The LAO says the governor's tax estimates are too low and that the state will take in about $3 billion more dollars than he's estimating. Environmental groups argue that extra revenue takes away Brown's justification for delaying the cap and trade spending. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.